Diana is going to interview and talk through a little short time with Andy and Val. Thank you.
Hi, Andy and Val. It's great to have you with us today and look forward to hearing about what you're doing out there. Just for people that don't know what you're doing, could you give us a very brief overview of what you're doing in Thailand at the moment, if it's possible?
Just briefly, we've built a home now for orphans and not just underprivileged children, but very vulnerable children. We have one child in there already now. And also we're just looking to further build the kingdom out there as well. So it's not just a home, it's building God's kingdom his way.
Brilliant. And of all nations, why do you feel like God specifically called you to Thailand?
I think we just felt called there. We wanted to go somewhere else first, and the door seemed to be closed, and Thailand was opened. And when we got there, it was just made so plain to us. Long story, but shortened. It was made so plain that we just knew God wanted us there.
And what do you feel motivates you and gives you strength whilst you're out there?
Okay, motivation is really because of the love of the Lord. You know, that's his plan for our life at this time, and that's a huge motivation factor. But when you follow his footsteps and you go and you see what he shows you, then that motivates you further, because you see this like human aspect of vulnerable, a lot of need, and it tugs at your heart. So you get motivation from that all the time. And sometimes, you do need motivation from God to top you up a lot, because you can get quite drained in those places.
Always keeping filled every day. Yeah, really important. What do you particularly love about the Thai culture, and what do you find most difficult?
Actually, they're a lovely people. When I went there, God gave me such a love for the people there. And they do smile at you, even in their, squalor sometimes, and, their downtroddenness. When you talk to them, they have such a wonderful smile that wins your heart. And I'm sure it wins God's heart too, because, if you look at somebody who's really miserable, it's not such a joy, is it? They are great people, and I think that's what helps us.
Part of that question was one of the things that bugged you a little bit. Well, Val didn't say it, but out in Thailand, it's a very male-orientated society. And Val sometimes get very frustrated. She has a lot to give out there, but sometimes she's just not allowed to do that. So I think that's one of the things that really gets you, isn't it? Yeah.
And have you had any prophetic words fulfilled whilst you're out there? Things that maybe people prophesied over you before you've gone, and you've kind of seen those come to fruition?
Yeah, we've had several. The first one we actually got here in this room a number of years before we went away. I can't remember the guy that gave it, but he ended up by saying, "And the work you're going to do is much bigger than you think." Then we had the same prophecy coming on that was on the back of another prophecy saying, "And the work that you've begun is much bigger than you think." And then we went to a youth celebration in Chiang Mai, and we bumped into Cindy Jacobs. She was the speaker there, and at breakfast time, she was in the place where we were staying. And she passed us, and she came back, and she said, "Oh, I have a word for you." She said, "Can I give it to you?" We said, "Well, yes, we're not going to refuse that." She went. So she came, she gives us this word, and it was probably about 4 or 5 minutes, but she ended up by saying, "But the work that you have started is much greater than you think it is." And I think those are the three things. They're different people, different times, but they all are meaning the same thing. So I think that's probably the greatest thing.
One more thing. And people are amazed how quickly we've got this foundation up and running in Thailand, and that the home is now built. They're absolutely amazed, because nobody does it that quick. So we know God is with us. Thanks.
Fantastic. And as you probably know, there's a couple of different mission trips that are going out from River in November. Just wondering, for those of us that are going out, if you can give us any advice about how we can kind of maximise our time out there and just really love on the Thai people.
Yeah, I think keep your eyes on him and he'll show you tons of stuff. Sometimes, I know it's one of the places where you're going, and you might find it's quite emotional. But I think, if you just stick close to him and his footsteps, he's going to show you things, and it's then up to him to let how you deal with it. I think have a smile on your face, enjoy what you're doing, and God will lead you into these things. You don't have to go looking for it. in my opinion, God is going to give it to you. He's going to show you. And those that are going forth, trying to follow him in his footsteps, you know, he's just going to give you the world. It's what we have now, isn't it? Everything in heaven is ours. And don't be afraid to go forward and just explore what God wants to do.
I think we just remember we have God's presence on us all the time. And you just, as you go, you know he's helping, and you just try and be Jesus to these people.
Thank you so much. That's fantastic. Let's give it up for Andrew and Val.